The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start your day, the Torah, Northwest London, Tuesday, 27th of April, Dalet Iyar Tofim Pei, Rabbi Michoel Sharf. Kashrus during the lockdown, part one. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. It is a pleasure once again to be able to be mishtartes and to speak in for such a choshuv oilam, especially during such a difficult time of lockdown, not only locally, but internationally, everywhere, around the globe. Meloi cholo oletz kevoidoi, no exception, in everywhere. Over Afal Piken, the great thing that we see, the Klal Yisrael together, wherever they are, carry on with the retire, avoid mitzvahs, irrelevant in the situation which they find themselves. And do some moide, came moide, kikidush Hashem. And in fact, this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam want to see from us. That Klal Yisrael, not only in the mitzvah anoshim elumodo, in the day-to-day running of the structure and the schedule of the day, they put away the mitzvahs, masim tovim, the learning, the davening, as part of a program and a structure, but even when they are not in the regular structure, even when they are sent out and to be every person separately, after began, every person try to be mischaber, the chabura achas, connected in the various way that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us in today's, like Yedua Chofetz Chaim said, anything which is done in a different generation can be used for the goods. We may definitely give all the kezach and shkoyach for all the organizers and for the listeners. And by Hashem, they should tell from Take, should listen to the Tfilas Amo Yisrael, and should be mavir de gzerem, rapid ale choylim, v'abrim yasmidu bibriyu som be'as Hashem yizborach. V'yema letzor sinu dai, also some loyitzar, the Klal Yisrael, if the Rebbe Shem is together with the Klal Yisrael, Be'as Hashem, Mezot Shem, then the Gula Shlem, Be'as Hashem, which everybody wait for. Going to discuss a little bit, a couple of points, where the kashrus matter and where the kashrus come along during this lockdown. The MS, the difficulty of lockdown is not only, like I said, in London, it's international, indefinitely in around the world, between all the countries organization. We have a constant update together and chizuk and what can be done between one organization and another. Everybody's trying to help each other, especially in this time. One thing we need to know, that the Sof Parshas Kedushim, after the Torah speak about Ale Zachem, would say Klal Yisrael need to be different from the Goyim. The Torah ending with Dalten Ben Abeimah Torah Latmeo Uben Oif Atome Latoyu Velo Seshaktu Es Nafshu Yisrechem. Babeimo ba'oyif, the person need to be different, and the person need to be mavdil tishin, Bema Teire and Tmei and so on. And the pasuk finish off. V'yisem li kedushim ki kodosh ani Hashem. And Klal Yisrael need to be kedushim like I am kodosh. V'avdil eschem minu amim li yisli. And I have separated you from the amim, from the goyim, li yisli to be for me. Yedua Rashi bring the Chazal. If you are separated, different from me, you are mine. You are not for me, you are for the goyim, and the goyim can obviously do Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said a different pshat, this pshat for Avdil Eshem li yisli. That the Klal Yisrael should not say, "Lo yimar odom nafshi kotzo bebosach hazir." I don't like this bosach hazir. If she did brit kilayim, I don't want to wear a beged which have brit kilayim. Elo yimar, a person should say, "Efshi, I can and I like it." Umay esu v'avi shvo shomayim gozar olai. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, the reason why I'm not doing it because the Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who goes there and gave me the Torah and told me that I shouldn't have it. I separated you from the goyim. You should be for me. Mehem, the reason what Klal Yisrael is separated then from the goyim, lishmi, because the Torah, because the Ribbono Shel Olam have said, Torah minu aveiro mekabel all of oil malchus shamayim. A person separates himself from the avere. And the same time is mekabel malchus shamayim because he does it because the Ribbono Shel Olam li lishmi for the Ribbono Shel Olam. In this case, mimeil is irrelevant where a person is, in which matzav is. A person needs to be moved el eschem minoamim. Avader physically, a person is now moved el from everything. Everybody is in his own house. Separate completely, but we need the same time to think, why are we separated? Lilishmi, because the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted, and we are mekabel of us, and we're going to do what is Beitzem, the Rotzon Hashem. And when it comes to Inyon Kashas, the same thing, if a person thinks, I'm doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is no compromising. The person should not compromise any Kashas relevant to Yiddishkeit, Zachen, Mitzvahs, which is used to during the regular life, although difficult, not always so easy, with a lot of disturbance and issues. It's from the going out of shopping to have everything which is available, some different way which are much more easy to get, different things, different tersherim or different whatever it is, to be makel in certain area, personally to be mischazek in it and not to compromise, because this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam want. I just want to bring out a couple of points and the situation that we have been going through the last few weeks and maybe a few months when we saw the pandemic starting. What the first thing, when we started seeing straightway before Purim that situations are going to become difficult, companies are starting informing us that they're going to have difficulty in supplying. The first thing was very important is to ensuring supply, to ensure there's a kosher food available as much as possible. So at the time, the first thing what we've done, whatever can be done, to try to request manufacturing to produce. One of the issue was a lot of things, obviously, was chometz. A lot of people want to have achar ha-Pesach, nefel achar ha-Pesach, nitchan achar ha-Pesach, every various category of food, chometz should be prepared after Pesach. After the discussing by the Beldin, discussing that what is very important is to make sure there are availability of kosher supply. Obviously, people who want to be machmir after Pesach we are, it was an unknown at the time. So obviously, we're going to try to see what can be done. The importance was to produce, especially things which are abroad, like pasta, biscuits, and a different product. And this was Baruch Hashem achieved in the 1 or 2 weeks which we had time to sort out quickly this production. Baruch Hashem, whatever can be done, was done. When the time started moving, we started having, even before the lockdown started, company have started closing the doors in different countries. As we know, different countries started before the UK, but a lot of company in the UK as well followed, and they have stopped mashgichim coming in. And this is when things started to become complicated, and we needed to start to make a choice. So first of all, to ensuring the essential are produced, and obviously dairy product, it was coming up to Pesach, was a dairy product. It was Baruch Hashem Siyat Dishmaya that all Pesach production was in a sense all done by the stage. So at least the Pesach pressure was after us. But preparation for after Pesach was starting to get ready, so it was quite complicated. Dairy product was the first one to hit us, that because obviously there is in many occasions not only one mashgichim, we have mashgichim in the farms, mashgichim in the transportation, the mashgichim at production, packing, which production generally can take between up to a week, a certain time even longer. And company became very nervous. They didn't want any visitors to come into the company. And therefore, quite few of the dairy industry have locked the doors, even before the general lockdown, care for their, obviously, for their workers, for nobody knew exactly what is going to happen. And therefore, many products, obviously, have stopped to be produced. Cholov Yisrael is something that we need to have a mashgichim in the farms. They were very nervous at carrying between one farm to another. So it was one of the biggest issue, because it's something that we need to on the daily basis. When the actual lockdown came down on us, then we more company become much more stricter. The dairy product that we produce is not only in the UK. We produce products from UK, England, Denmark, France, Belgium, Holland, Italy, and obviously some countries was locked down before, like Italy production stopped much, much before. But we had a problem mainly between the borders. For example, in Belgium, when we make production in Belgium and in Holland, the mashgichim who live in Belgium could not travel. They were actually, the lockdown came down and the police actually stopped them to cross the borders. It was on the Motzei Shabbos when Mashgichim tried to cross the border to get ready for the Chaliva and milking at 4 o'clock in the morning. We got a phone call saying the police is not allowing unless they go for special authority and the permit. We straightway draft a letter, and Baruch Hashem, the police of giving them a permission to cross the border from Belgium. Obviously, they were requested to have a special kit of all what they need, the gloves, mask, sanitizing, and overall. So the mashgichim were all prepared. And so the first day they were allowed, and Baruch Hashem, since then we managed to arrange with the authorities that since it is obviously essential for the food, and this is very important, Baruch Hashem, this goes together, this goes well, because this was no any possibility to be done without obviously mashgichim. Other companies, for example, in the dairy industry, didn't want to hear anything, and therefore some products have actually disappeared from the shelf until obviously the situation will change. Other companies currently are a little bit more easy with a certain protocol, although they have locked it for about 6 weeks. Now they have eased up the door for various mashgichim to attend. Obviously, they're checking temperature on a daily basis to make sure there's no issue and record and so on. And obviously, with all hygiene protocol which mashgichim need to follow and so on. Baruch Hashem, the situation have gone a little bit better in certain places, not in every country. But from the other side, there are certain countries who are still on very strict regulation. If it's Poland, Italy, Spain, France, and even in the UK, obviously, quite a lot of complication. So,
Kol HaLashon.
What we needed to do is certain things, obviously, which don't need Cholov Yisrael or Bishul Yisrael. They didn't allow any Mashgichim to attend, not even local Mashgichim, because wherever we could use local Mashgichim that we know, we did use in certain things, obviously, to try to have the product, but certain product was even a no-go zone. No one could enter the company. So certain things which was essential, for example, certain type of pasta, which the hashgoch, obviously is no bishul Yisrael as such. The main hashgoch is to check the flours arrived fresh, so there is no issue of infestation. Machinery are clean, so the obviously all infestation issues. So we done all this remotely. So basically, it was proper video clipped and live cameras, which company have with the technology of today, special cameras, which some company have installed specially for us, to be able to zoom in and to see much better. And we could see obviously the truck loading the paperwork, arriving the truck and loading the flour, going through the special sieve, which is required. Every sieve has its number. Company usually use a certain number for sieving. We require a different one, so we could see straight to it the size, the machine completely clean, and we could see through the production. They have the cameras on, and obviously one of the issues, the company is very limited of people who are working, so capacity is very low even for them, and this is the pressure that also we face, that the company sometimes, because it specialized kosher production, they'd rather do the general production. But Baruch Hashem, we managed to convince, and the company do make what we need. So, for example, pasta was one of the products which was done without a hashgacha, but we were navigating the production with special cameras and so on. One other thing which was needed is oil. Oil is also a very strong necessity, and as well, the company did not allow anyone to come in, so we managed to do it with obviously the paperwork which we received, but also with cameras and CCTV systems that you can see straight away. Although it's important that it's not something that is usually done, but obviously in this time of necessity, it is important to ensure that the essentials are done. One of the ingredients which are very, very necessary in the industry is pasteurized eggs. I think maybe we already discussed the production of pasteurized eggs in the past, but cracking fresh eggs in a bakery and caterers, it's almost a thing from the past for various reasons. And if a bakery does such a thing, it's only for various type of product, very limited amount, which is they keep the eggs in the fridge and it's cracked and it's used fresh. It's very, very limited. 98% probably of the industry today use pasteurized eggs. The egg is cracked in special company and it is going through a pasteurizer, which kill all any bacteria and packed sterile, and then this is what it is actually used. One of the only things which can be used, this type of egg, for omelette, because during the pasteurization, a certain amount of protein gets killed, and the omelette actually breaks. And that's why a lot of shop will make takeaway omelettes. They need to have fresh eggs for this type of thing. But obviously, eye eggs, but any whole yolk or white eggs is used from pasteurized. One of the jobs from the mashgichim is obviously to check blood spots, to ensure there's no blood spot. And also, we know the issue of linear slilo, meaning that we're not allowed to especially during this time, one need to be careful not to leave any eggs, onion, garlic overnight without any addition once they've been cracked. So eggs, usually we add either salt or sugar. So one of the jobs of the mashgichim is to make sure to ensure the right quantity of sugar or salt is added at the same day of cracking, and also the blood spot which checked and removed. This was quite complicated. In fact, some companies which are more difficult to control with cameras, we have avoided and we are not using them in the meantime. But some other companies have installed a special zoom camera, which mamish we see the machine which is cracking the eggs. And they have obviously their workers on two sides of the table doing the job, in fact, of the mashgiach and removing the blood spot. We have the access, obviously, from here, and the mashgiach sit here and can watch the actual production being done, and the same eggs going to the floor through the computer system. We have the access. And you can see the tank which goes in, and then the quantity of sugar and salt which is added accordingly, and it's actually packed and sealed. So the whole production is actually done remotely. This is something which is essential, not something that we would have generally done it. But one company, for example, don't have the facility and didn't want to install such a cameras. And so, therefore, they haven't done a production there. By some of companies do have the facilities, so Baruch Hashem just was managed to be done, and we have achieved this. What is important is that the companies should know that compromising the kosher request is not done. It's more what we tried, wherever it can be done, is more to replace the mashgiach job through different technology through this situation, but not that the kosher requirement. And a lot of companies have come back and saying that, in fact, now we realize how much the mashgichim job is and what they follow. One of the difficult production which involves a bit more intention is, for example, preparation of frucht for the yogurt. running up to Pesach, we've done all the production, but no, usually just before Pesach, we start making the preparation of chukot for the yogurt, which we know that there are either flavoring, which is usually done in big quantities. This is usually not a problem. It's more the pure frucht. I think we discussed already, this is basically a blend of frucht, coloring, flavoring, sugar. This needs to be cooked together and in a special company, which then this fruit blend is sent to the company who make the yogurt, which is then added in the yogurt. And this can be a bit more complicated because there are quite a lot of ingredients. So we, and usually in this company, because a lot of steaming and cooking coming out are not really working very well with the steam and so on. So, but Baruch Hashem is a company here in Luton that we are producing it, although they don't allow anyone coming in as yet. We hope that the next coming production they will allow, but still trying to negotiate. One production was urgently needed for the after Pesach yogurt production. And so the company have also worked with cameras and all the ingredients, but pictures and the time when they was putting it into the tank. And one of the issues is to ensure that kashering, because kashering obviously needs to be done with hashgacha. And the company have one cooker, which is a use cholov akum. And when we are producing, we do certain time cholov isol. So obviously, cholov isol production was not done. The caramel and cappuccino, I think, would not be available and for the meantime. But the different type of fruit was done in a different equipment, which do not request kashering, although obviously all the equipment are pre-sterilized. But to have a mashgiach on site to ensure that the kashers take place, thus couldn't be done, and we hope that Hashem this will take place very shortly with Mashgiach. So this is a little bit of understanding of what actually is happening in various places that we can monitor. We try to monitor some with cameras, otherwise obviously some places are not produced currently. And some other places that, although we usually always send our own mashgichim from the UK, or people are mashgichim who work from for us, we usually try to avoid using local mashgichim. And but in certain circumstances now, obviously we when local mashgichim are known to us in the various remote places and straightforward production of ingredients or such a thing, we are using obviously the local mashgichim to ensure the carry on the flow. What is obviously something which someone is paying the price for it is the mashgichim, where the lost obviously they work because there are, some of them are consultations on consultant basis. So when they work, they are paid. A lot of people obviously have not worked for a lot of time, which is quite a burden for them. There are Mamesh Miki Amcho Yisrael, some of the licensees have adopted a no-gain basis. It means they don't want to gain out of this situation, and therefore every production which is produced, they will pay the Mashgiach like it was going there. First of all, to support them, because the people need them, Pamosa, but also not to have a gain of the certain situation, and they actually pay the Mashgichim. And we hope that situation will resume very quickly. There's no doubt that certain production can't be done currently, have been postponed, because obviously flying from the UK is impossible. entering different countries, especially in the Far East, India, and so on, has been banned. So today, production which was set up and Mashgichim was flying out of the UK or even from Europe going, all this has been canceled, and who knows how long we're going to get clearance, because it's clearance from the countries and flying, but only from us. We need to take a responsibility to make sure we can have travel insurance for them, and they are covered with everything for little bit, not to bring in training sarcoma. But what is important is that the organization around the world, we are working together to see what can be done. For example, different customs authorities have certain mashgichim in different places around the world, and they are here to try to help whenever possible and whatever can be done. So we are concentrating now not on a new project to try to develop a new project, rather to make sure that the essential and whatever is currently done should be kept to it, and so on. This is where it's important. Obviously, essential is a very complicated, because for children, essential is sweet and a bit older one is biscuit, and some other people is different things. But obviously, this is something which is important to try to keep in the balance. And together with the Shilas, which comes along, we have a conference call with the Rabbinate constantly to discuss every Shile, every scenario for the guidance and the Epshet Elson, which will be Zeriches in the Hotzer, Machlo, Mikir Becho, the Reiten Amashkis, Lova, El Betechem, Be'az Hashem, and maybe the next part we'll discuss the control of the locals here, how things is complicated and how we manage with the local mashgichim for the local establishment. Wish everyone a shloche and tiatishma. If anybody have any question or any general thing, can the best way of contact is by email at sharfsch@kedafia.org.uk. Thank you very much for listening, and Atzloch Rabbe Kaltuf.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.